Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening out there, people?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going, man. It's going pretty well. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah. No, it's seamless today.
We're here. We had a little bit of technical difficulties because me personally, I'm not good at computers.
Well, this one is ancient.
It is ancient.
It doesn't really help. This thing's on its way out. We need to figure out a contingency plan.
Oh, there is none. We'll just scream.
This is why we got to figure it out.
We will just scream when this computer dies, and you guys will hear us wherever you're at. You'll be able to hear it from there.
Dude, the cat's staring into my soul. He's doing the booty shimmy. I think he's about to jump on me.
He's going to pounce. He's about to jump and get
there,
on you.
You stay there.
Well, we are back. As you could tell, we're here. We're present.
Yeah, we're talking.
How about that? So this week, I wanted to, it's kind of going to flow a little bit similar to one of our Patreon episodes.
We're just talking here.
But we did feel it was time to address the sort of elephant in the room that's been a topic kind of on and off, but never really had its own episode.
Yeah, we kind of just like mentioned it here and there, but there's never been this is for this topic.
Yeah, this is very much a think tank-like episode where we will discuss the various points of interest with Epstein Island. How about that, huh?
How about that, yeah.
We talked about before how SpongeBob's license plate or driver's license was also the same address as Epstein Island
before.
I forgot
about that. Holy shit.
That was a while ago, but I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. SpongeBob went there.
Yeah, he did, man. He was there. But with the release of all those documents, that was last week, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It was the middle of February. With the release of the documents, we felt that it was really only fair to kind of do a episode about it. However,
it was 2,000 pages. We can't really orient this into structure.
Not even that.
Quite.
I don't know. I don't know if the people out there read it or are interested in reading anything like that. It's a fucking bore. It is a fucking bore.
I skimmed roughly 300 pages and was like, oh, God.
It reads...
Good Lord.
It reads very much similar to a instruction manual. Any form of... If you've ever had a contract that was more than maybe 10 pages, something that they... Or your subsection A, paragraph 7 in sentence 3, it's a lot of that.
It's a lot, yeah, yeah. And it's just lawyer bullshit.
Also, something that isn't, I mean, I guess it's to be expected, but a good chunk of it is redacted. It's not totally open. There are things in there that I really thought would be redacted that weren't. However, I guess they just assumed that.
So the stuff that is redacted is just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We have to redact this.
In a very simple way, I guess the way to start this conversation would be anything that you've probably heard since 2019 about it, if it's something that you follow or maybe pick up stories here and there on the internet, really all these 2,000 pages did was confirm that. There's not a whole lot of new info about it. The list itself, the flight logs were mostly released, I would say.
Yeah, but then there was the last couple pages.
Exactly.
Blank. They're blank there.
Now, what we do know is that a lot of the names that were being thrown around as visitors to the island have at least been confirmed in the sense that the government documents, or at least the documents that the government was reviewing, had these names in there, okay?
Yeah. Bill, Trump,
most of the presidents.
Matt Groening, Stephen Hawking, you know.
Now, this is sort of off topic, but I do find it interesting to bring up for this. Jim Carrey is actually in the process of suing somebody with a podcast and an internet show for talking about the flight logs and that Jim Carrey's name is on there. There is a lawsuit happening right now.
He's suing them for talking about the fact that his name is on there?
At least to what I'm able to ascertain is that it's slanderous.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I don't think Jim Carrey will ever hear this episode.
I also think Jim Carrey is just insane now.
Well,
he's just batshit insane.
That's true. That doesn't help the case.
I feel like he's just doing whatever comes to mind.
Sort of. The thing that's important to note is that just because we might bring up a name that was on the list, I am in no way insinuating that they did anything illegal. It's just important to point out that they were present on an island where illegal things happened very regularly.
Yeah, just the line of business that Epstein was in. Epstein.
Yeah.
He's so many rapists nowadays. But just the line of work, like, he was, like, financing a bunch of people. So, like, Stephen Hawking, like, he probably wasn't raping a kid. He was probably asking for money to study things.
True.
Or something like that, you know?
So, that's sort of where the waters get a bit murky, because we don't know. We can't even guess. We truly cannot even guess.
I mean, we could, you know.
Well, we absolutely can,
but
then
just let it run wild.
Now we kind of run into the territory of maybe a lawsuit gets brought onto us because of something like that.
Oh,
so whatever. I don't want to do that.
Who's going to sue us?
You'd be surprised, man.
For what? For what money?
Well,
like, you know?
valid point.
Oh, okay.
It is interesting to me, though. The one thing that we did learn was there's actually a, I don't want to call it a story. That makes it seem as if it's not real. There is
a tale.
There is a telling of one of the women that was brought to the island to be a prostitute. We're just going to use that word. I mean, yeah, they were sex slaves.
A child at the time.
Yeah, underage. I think maybe 13, something like that.
Yep.
I didn't read the whole thing, but it's pretty descriptive in the sense of what day-to-day life was like for her. And it was very, and I don't mean this in that way, it wasn't indentured servitude. It was, you got to live on this island, you had a pretty nice living quarters. However, you had no other option.
You were on call. Yeah,
you had no other option but to be on call for anybody that requested your services. It also did not go into, you know, any of the details such as what it would cost to visit the island or what people spent there. It was pretty bare bones. Pretty fucking bare bones.
Well, yeah, it was just a day of the life.
Now, what is interesting, though, again, for those of you out there that followed this story or maybe even heard rumblings of it, I'm sure you did. It was all over the internet.
I've been hearing all these rumblings everywhere about Epstein.
Well, you know, everybody talked about, oh, this person was on the flight. Oh, this person.
So, did you hear? You were on the flight log.
It is essentially confirmed that for one reason or another, many, many, many celebrities were brought to said island, okay? And they range everywhere from people that are famous simply for being rich to people that are famous for no other reason than they are just famous. Examples, we have Alan Dershowitz, right? You might know that name. You probably don't know who he is.
The Dershster, yeah.
We also got dudes, Jim Carrey, the name was on there. Again, not suggesting that he was doing anything. Name was on there. Tom Hanks, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey.
I will say the fact that Jim Carrey is like is suing because someone mentioned the fact that he was on the flight logs, that's kind of suspicious on his part. It's like, well, you obviously have something you're feeling bad about. Sort of weird.
It's strange.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we all know that like not everybody that went there did everything.
Right.
You know, the full treatment.
Well, and that's where the thing that I really want to hone in on is the repeat customers. I hate to even use that word, but the repeat customers.
Dude, didn't Bill Clinton go there like 43 times or some
it
shit?
It is an astronomical fucking number, all right?
Oh, my God.
It is an unreal amount of times. And that makes me think that something weird was going
something
on.
Something was keeping him coming back.
Something weird. Now, there are people, again, and I, you know, I'm not an Ellen DeGeneres fan. She was there once. So, who knows? Again.
Who knows?
For those of you that don't know this, Jeffrey Epstein was a very, very well-off, and not necessarily personally well-off. He had connections to a lot of money, funding streams, things of that nature. So if you needed some bankroll for whatever your fucking idea might have been, he's the kind of guy you could go to and get it.
He's the guy.
So that opens the door to, with only knowing the people that were on the flight logs, does not give us an exact science of who was doing what. It just shows that they were there at one point in time.
Yeah.
Now, as I stated, you can ascertain somebody like Bill Clinton, who was there well over 20 times, had a different reason to be there. All right? I think we can make that gesture.
Yeah, known sexual guy. But you know, like
the one thing, and it was interesting, we were kind of talking about this in the group chat when it came out. We were talking about it pretty hard for a while. The thing that I found very, very interesting is we have people from all different types of money. And that's sort of the key ingredient to all the people that were present. Money. They all had money somewhere, right? So it was musicians, artists, movie stars, bankers, hedge fund managers, Wall Street people.
Talk show hosts.
Men, women. It didn't matter. It was pretty indiscriminate in that sense. The one thing that was glaringly lacking were athletes, which I found really fucking weird.
Hmm. Well, what's the thought process behind that, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. It's something that... Now, and to be fair, I didn't read every single fucking column of the flight logs. So there could have been somebody on there, but it wasn't shit that jumped out at you. You know, Michael Jordan wasn't there. Tiger Woods. It kind of threw me off because what's the hold up with them, you know?
Well, they're like working out and like playing games.
Well, I mean, that is valid.
I don't know, maybe just in case they weren't with the idea of what Epstein was dishing out. You know, like their bodies are like in peak physical condition, so maybe it was like a threat sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Like maybe if it goes south, it's like, well, this guy's going to take me down.
It certainly opens the door to a lot of conversation, which sadly will probably not happen. I mean, it's the same thing with the JFK files. When those came out, those were way, way, way more redacted than what we got with these.
It was basically just zebra pieces of paper.
Yeah, but it pretty much stimulated zero to no conversation in that field, right? I'm hoping for a little bit different outcome with this. I would like to at least be able to have these conversations about this. It doesn't seem that we're trending in that direction, right?
Probably not, no. I mean, they released all this shit. Nobody's talking about it.
I guess what's weird is, and this is sort of my problem with it. So the whole of Epstein, for those of you that don't know, boiled down, we kind of been talking about it for the last 10 minutes or so. If you're completely just oblivious to what was going on, essentially this man, Jeffrey Epstein, had an island, right?
He had an island.
very, very rich man. He was a financier of sorts. He was able to bankroll people. He was also accused of having essentially sex slaves. We'll just use the word, right? Sex slaves.
Yes.
Both of legal age of consent and underneath that, ranging from ages 12 to 20, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like the type of guy that is going to have sex slaves is not going to really care about the age.
Well, okay, fair point.
You know, he's taking slaves.
So, what is important to note here is that he did this, and this is all what we're able to hear. I'm giving you the story that people are able to read and find online. All of this came to a head when he was finally nabbed, right? They got the guy. They got him. Then he killed himself in prison, supposedly, which he did not do.
I don't think he did that, yeah. Why were those guards just asleep?
Then, that was last year, right? So about 3 years after that situation with Epstein, they ended up nabbing, it wasn't his wife, but it was sort of his partner, business partner, possibly lover, Ghislaine Maxwell, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, at least the way that story goes is that she was being, she was on the payroll, and her job was the scout, right? She would scout it out, she would pick the women.
She's a recruiter of sorts, yeah.
She would also facilitate. There's a lot of an image that was going around over the last 10 days or so. Elon Musk and Ghislaine Maxwell were kind of buddy-buddy, and they would exchange emails and even attend workout classes together.
No. Oh.
So it's not, it pretty much, if it's a celebrity that you could put a face to, there's a very, very high probability they were connected to this in one way or the other. Now, obviously, this spawns into the grandest conspiracy of our time, right? And that would be the satanic pedophilic elite, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, we're in the middle of another satanic panic right now, dude. Everyone's freaking out about music videos and, like, devil imagery again.
Uh-huh. We're
back.
It's
fucking weird. It just happens. It just keeps happening.
We're full circle, but this fits the bill, right? I mean, rich, powerful people are able to leave the country, essentially, go do things that are highly against the law, and pretty much get away with it. However, I don't know if they were aware of this, but they kept those fucking books, man. They really did.
Nah, yeah, you gotta keep the books, get some leverage on them.
Now, obviously, this could be for a multitude of reasons. The biggest reason that people believe is, like Jake said, blackmail.
Yes.
It is the best possible way. There is now a link between you and this very well-known weirdo. And this kind of got big. Man, I mean, time kind of goes by quick. It's hard to tell. I would say maybe 2-3 years ago. Maybe late 19, early 20. Somewhere in there. And that was the video of Donald Trump talking about Jeffrey Epstein and how he likes his girls young.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. That
that made the rounds.
Is it him, like, whispering in his ear or something like that? And they both, like, share a laugh and there's just little girls running around?
It's weird. It's weird. And the thing is, when Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, we are just going to say he died because he did not fucking kill himself, okay?
No, yeah.
He didn't. When he died, the secrets went with him, right? And that is where the issue lies, because we were kind of talking off the air over the, I mean, you know, whenever this comes up, we talk about this.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein was not, he was the fall guy. He was the guy that they pinned it on. He got busted. He absolutely had his hand in it. I'm not denying that. I'm not saying he's innocent. But he was the guy that was intended to get in trouble for it, right?
Yeah, he was not the head of the beast, but he was the face of it.
And yeah, that is sort of the issue we find ourselves in now. Now that he's dead, there's no actual proof, at least that we could see. There very well could be, but we don't have that. It's not available to the public or anything like that. When he died, the names and the dates, the times, any pertinent information went with him, right?
Yep. Everything except the flight log.
And everybody kind of thought that Ghislaine Maxwell would be a great consolation prize. She would be able to name names. She would be able to, you know, connect some dots here for us. Anybody that truly believed that, I feel, was naive. Any situation like this, I mean, we talked about the Franklin cover-up, right?
Yes.
Extensive, horrible nonsense that really just led to a lot of problems, right?
And now he's just selling used cars on the East Coast or something.
Exactly. And that guy, again, in both of these scenarios, they were not the people pulling the strings, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Jeffrey Epstein, we can essentially prove that by saying the guy was worth some money. I mean, he put in the time. He was valuable. He had net worth. There are people well above him where he was sort of just the liaison, right?
He's like, he's just dealing out the product.
Exactly.
You know?
Think of Breaking Bad. Probably one of the biggest shows in the world. Walter White is still out there. We got the guy that was fucking... We got, what's his name? Crazy Eight from the first season?
Yeah.
That's who we caught. Yeah, we certainly got one of the fish, right? We were able to get that out of the way.
But yeah, he can't keep getting away with it.
The guy making the problem is 100% still out there. And obviously this is one of, if not the biggest reason, that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Because they could not let that information get out. They can't. When you look at these flight logs, we have everybody from fucking low-level politicians to very high-level politicians to indie movie stars to blockbuster celebrities, the Kardashian family. We got everybody, right?
Yep.
So what's the main issue here? Well,
the rape.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's the overarching problem.
You know, the sex slavery.
But the issue is that we cannot pin down who, what, when, where, why. We got most of those, but we certainly do not have the why. And that is the most important question.
You brush up on algebra, find the why.
Because, as I mean, I kind of am repeating myself here, but I think it's important to note this. People go to this place. I'm not a Tom Hanks fan. We've talked about this before. I'm not going to suggest that because he was on the flight logs that he is some fucking monster that was diddling a 12-year-old, okay? Not what I'm going to suggest, because I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Nobody knows except him and the now-dead Jeffrey Epstein. What I can tell you is there are some details in there that kind of leave us thinking, and essentially what those details are is, as you skim through, or if you sit down and read the 2,000-plus pages of information, we learn that a lot of these people were brought in by others, okay?
What about Prince Harry, though?
Well, I mean, that fucking guy was there just as much, if not more, than Bill Clinton.
He loved it there, yeah.
But, and I think the reason that I brought this up, and the reason I will bring it up again, the Franklin cover-up, the Franklin conspiracy, it's very connected in the sense that a dude, we're going to keep using Tom Hanks, a dude like Tom Hanks didn't just walk down the street one day, bump into Jeffrey Epstein and say, hey, let's go hang out at your island. They were brought together by a third party, you know, for one reason or another. They were introduced to each other. Nobody knows what that exact reason was for. Nobody knows why. What we do know is that they met.
Well, it could be just like Epstein was seeking out high profile names.
It could be.
To befriend. So it could be just him, but it also could be the third party. Who knows?
And that is where, this is where it gets very frustrating, because if you guys didn't know anything about this, you definitely have a pretty strong overview of it right now.
It's a good base.
What we know for a fact is that there are hundreds of people that visited the island. We also know that on that island, there were parts of it where it was about sex slavery and essentially indentured servitude, okay?
Yes.
Connect these dots. They were there. It's sort of, you know, you go on vacation. Just because you went to the Wisconsin Dells doesn't mean you went down the water slide, but you were there.
That is true, yeah.
So now the question becomes this. we don't have enough information. We have a rough idea of sort of what went down there. Are these people liable for being there, for being connected to this person? You know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I didn't know my friends were going to rob this bank, but I was in the driver's seat, and they just ran in and said go, and so I did it.
Sort of.
Well, you fucking helped them. It's like, all right, well, fuck.
And that's where this is going to get tricky, because, again, these people have money. They have influence. It's not as if something really is going to happen to them.
No, I mean, it took fucking months for Alec Baldwin to be even, like, thought of. To have some sort of trial for shooting, like, just a person.
Well, maybe you got
just
a point
blank
point.
Shooting someone on a set.
You got a fucking point there, man. Essentially, what we're working with here is now everything that we thought was a conspiracy is confirmed. We know things now are set in stone that maybe a year ago we only could imagine or thought they happened. We now know, all right?
Yeah. That did I say leads. Tom Hanks when I said shooting? Or did I say
no, you said Alec Baldwin.
Thank God. I'm freaking out.
Big bad Baldwin?
Big-headed guy.
That really is the MO. I don't want to keep going about Epstein Island only because I'm just going to repeat myself. That's all we have.
Yeah. Well, how do you think he was killed?
Oh, me personally?
You know, like was he... What happened?
Dude, I think it's a lot more simple than people think. For the right price, anything can be accomplished in this world. And if you don't believe me, simply go back in time a little bit in a book and read about the mafia, okay? They were able to ascertain shit and complete shit that nobody thought was capable, or nobody thought was able to be accomplished, but they got it with the right price. These fucking people have so much money. You can't even begin to understand how much money it is.
So it was just a hit, you think?
Oh, absolutely. You could pay a team. Hell, even the guards, even if you didn't pay them, you could pay anybody to say, go get those guards out of here, have them go take a break. We're going to go in there and fucking kill them. And to be honest with you, I think it was all part of the plan. I think Epstein knew. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
There was no way that this wasn't part of the plan from day one. As soon as this shit started getting rocky and it came out that, yeah, dude, they're looking at you for one reason or another, and when they do, you're looking at some fucking issues. That dude knew he was going to get the trigger pulled, and I think it was just part of the plan.
Yeah. Well, do you think, like, he was found hanging from what, a piece of rope?
It was bed sheets.
Bed sheets. So do you think, because, like, you know, forensics and all that stuff, and they're going to do an autopsy on this guy, I would hope.
They did.
Do you think they, like, whoever did it probably killed him actually with the bedsheet or just, like, posed him like that?
No, they snapped his neck because in the autopsy, it was stated that he had a broken neck. Somebody had snapped his neck. There's, again, I don't, you know, I'm no suicide expert. There's no way that tying a bed sheet to the end of a bunk bed would not snap your neck.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
Even if you were to be in said bunk bed, tie it so tight that you dove head first out of the bed and let it snag you back, it wouldn't snap your neck.
Probably not. Or it would take a couple tries.
It would not happen. Know. He was also on suicide watch, so technically, even if that were to be the case, somebody was supposed to be on top of it, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
It was 100% a hit. I have no doubt in my mind simply because it's the black pill method. So that sounds like a joke. I don't know if you guys know this. I've always heard it as a joke, but as far as I could tell, it was real. Early astronauts were given in their jackets, a black capsule was sewed into their jacket, right?
Yeah.
Essentially what that was is it was a fucking cyanide pill that if they ever got in a really bad spot, their shit wasn't going to land right or they were going to suffocate or burn alive. You just rip open your fucking vest, your jacket, whatever you want to call it, bite into that pill and it would instantly kill you. And that it was believed to be, I mean, it's not even believed, it's simply just true. That is way more humane way more humane than having somebody burn alive or suffocate, right?
Yeah, I'd say probably.
If the fucking astronauts used to do that shit, you think people in these powerful positions don't have something similar? They might not physically have a black pill, but they got the plan.
They have the plan, yeah.
There's no way that they don't. And I truly believe it. He was murdered simply because the information he had, even if the dude was super trustworthy, there's no way of knowing what would have come out, you know?
No, yeah, it's true. Maybe take him to Guantanamo or something like that.
Right. Hell, even unintentional.
Or probably not. He had a lot of presidents there.
Even something unintentional could have been a huge fucking problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I mean, also, you got to think, now, knowing what we know, whether you were doing the bad, sexy shit or not, you know, you're connected to him. If you're taking that guy's money, now you're looking bad.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're literally taking money from a man that makes money off of sex slavery, you know?
Yeah. Or did he even make money off of that? Like, was he? He wasn't selling girls. He was just bringing them in, and yeah.
I would assume you had to pay. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
At least in the story. Now,
I don't know how this works.
She's only referred
I'm glad to say
that. As Jane Doe in the files, obviously.
Yeah.
In there, at least the way she describes it is that they were paid, and that very rarely, but not. You know, it didn't not happen. She would get a little insignificant cut of said money. That was sort of the thing.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it was an everyday thing or if you were a Bill Clinton type, you could just go for free.
Yeah, dude, Bill Clinton had a fucking punch card.
I mean, honestly. Oh, I know it works. He's right. All right, we're back. Sorry, guys. The computer froze up on us, but I was figuring
it out on my computer. I'm not dealing with this shit anymore.
I was talking about the Bill Clinton punch card situation.
Yeah, he has a punch card.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. I don't know how it all works. All I know is that it was fucked up. The guy's dead now. Ghislaine is in prison. And we have no more answers than we knew 4 years ago.
And those prison guards were simply fired.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened to him. They were just like, oh, he'd probably just go get a different job.
Yeah, you guys should go do something else. But yeah, I mean, that's Epstein Island. What else has been going on? You know what we can talk about for a few minutes here?
What?
We can talk about this weird train situation that we kind of brought up.
Yeah, I think it's on purpose.
It's weird, man.
It's happening everywhere.
There is shit. So,
I mean, Ohio's getting the worst part of it, and I feel like the news sort of like cycle just glommed onto it because the word Palestine is in there.
Yeah,
and it's just like a buzzword for people in the news.
They were excited. They thought it was in the Middle East, and then they were like, oh, fuck, it's in Ohio.
Now we have to report on this bullshit.
We're not going to fix the problem or anything. We're just going to, you know, fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. I don't really know how to explain it to you.
Well, there's been like 5-6 now just all around the country.
Something like that. And they're all
like, what the fuck, what gives?
They're all carrying hazardous materials or things that are not good. And it's very odd that it continues to occur. What was that last, well, I guess it's technically this week. It's Friday.
It's Friday, baby.
On what was it, last Friday or Saturday? They found a pipe bomb on railroad tracks in Philadelphia.
Well, that's Philadelphia.
An 18-inch pipe bomb on railroad tracks.
That's a big-ass pipe bomb. Damn, all right.
Yeah, big-ass fucking pipe bomb ready to take out a train in Philly.
It's probably Russia.
I don't know.
I think it's Russia, dude. They didn't fuck up their own pipeline.
Oh,
that was us.
Come on. Classic,
this is retaliation.
Dude, classic American war tactics.
It's like they just blew themselves up. I don't know what happened. It's like, no, that was you. You did that, America.
No, we get away with it, dude, because we're America for some reason. Nobody cares.
Well, we don't exactly have the most subtle president right now.
No. Oh, my God. Dude, that guy.
He's gaseous right now. What's going on with you?
I don't know, man. I could think it wasn't a fart, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
But, yeah, that shit's been weird. Other than that, it's kind of slowed down, which is positive. We had that weird culmination of UFOs, train derailments, and
shootings.
Epstein
and
all
shootings,
at once. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
and a shooting. I mean, let's call it one
shooting.
let's call it what it is. Can we be honest right now and say that as horrible of a sentence as this is about to be, shootings in general are so normalized now.
Here in America.
It almost doesn't even need to be stated. Because that is how common they are.
It's pretty crazy how, like, just to the rest of the world, that's like, we're the butt end of that joke every time. They're like, oh, American, why don't you go shoot up a school?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that prevalent.
It is, man.
Like, it's
and it huge. It kind of fucking blows my mind. There's not really a good answer to even fix it. At least that anyone suggested so far, because really, it boils down to the same thing, right? There's either people that want to start giving teachers guns, which is probably not the best idea that anyone's ever had.
No.
And then there's people that want to just take guns away, and that's not a good idea either. So we're left in this weird flux where people that don't even... This is, you know what really fucking bugs me about this shit?
Huh.
I'm not really a gun person. I'm cool with guns. I think they're like a necessity in this country, sort of.
I love guns, but I also like don't really give a fuck about any laws they want to put in place.
Yeah, I'm like, you know? It is what
like,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, sure.
It is what it is. I'm definitely not anti-gun. I would really recommend if you live in this country, you should probably buy a gun, because why not? I am fucking sick and tired of people on the... It's always the news, too, and they always talk about ARs, right? ARs. It stands for assault rifle. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, actually.
It does not stand for assault rifle. An assault rifle is a weapon. It absolutely is. Just because the word AR is in it, it does not make it an assault rifle.
This is the 15th assault rifle.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you guys this. If you didn't know that, look it up. I'm not... Isn't it like aerolite rifle or something like that? Isn't that what AR is? Aerolite or aerolite?
Probably.
Because it's a specific type of
look
rifle.
Up. Look it up.
I want to say it is aerolite or aerolite.
I should say that I do love guns. I just know jack shit about them. Here,
but yeah,
see.
AR does not stand for assault rifle, okay? So if somebody's using an AK-47 and the news is saying they were using an AR... No, they were not.
Armalite rifle.
Armalite, that's what it is. Armalite rifle. It's a specific type. Now, you also got to keep in mind, yeah, it might be a positive thing to have more, and I don't even like to use the word gun control, because that sounds bad. It might be better
to... It just sounds like someone is wielding a gun.
Sort of.
It's like, I'm controlling this.
It would be a positive thing if there was more, and let me explain, more intensive care for a weapon. So think of it this way. In this state, in Indiana, you can get and I think they were trying to change that, but it did not change yet. You can get a concealed carry license that lasts you forever, throughout perpetuity of your residency here in Indiana. You can conceal carry a gun. On top of that, you also don't even need any form of licensure to just buy a gun and have it.
Yeah, you can just walk into any sort of gun shop in Indiana. As long as you have an Indiana ID, they'll just sell it to you.
Yeah.
Like, and you can be in and out in 20 minutes.
For those of you that are confused and don't know what that means, if you live in the state of Indiana, if you are anywhere in the state of Indiana, you can carry a gun on you with an outside holster. Meaning that gun can sit on the outside of your hip, and you need to do nothing but just buy that gun.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Now, if
pretty wild loss or lack of.
Now, think of it this way. If you want to conceal carry, it's the same principle, but it's concealed. So you could put it in, you know, a pocket holster. Hell, you could go gangster, put it in the back of your pants. You can hide that shit. If you're caught doing that without any form of licensure, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. But you don't even have to hide it, because if you just walk around with it on your hip, if anyone can actually visually see that you have a gun, that's perfectly legal. It's a little backwards. I will not deny. It's a little backwards. I practice said law, okay? I mean, I'm cool with that. But I feel like you should probably need some type of license, right?
Yeah, yeah. And probably.
On top of that, I would be cool, and I think this is a pretty reasonable middle ground, that I would imagine a lot of, especially genuine gun enthusiasts, not the militia-type weirdos that, you know, want to do crazy shit.
Dude, those fucking people.
Genuine gun enthusiasts that want guns and feel better having a gun. I think most of them would agree that we could implement a licensing system where even if it was once a year or once every other year, you have to get it renewed.
And
right?
Like a psych evaluation is probably, it should be involved.
And I think what we should do, now this is why the government won't do it, because it's going to cost money. Obviously, you have to pay for your license, right? I think it should be free after that. If you pay for your license, you have to get it renewed. At most, maybe a $20 fee. But I think it would be crazy to have you keep getting a license. We should definitely keep looking at things and renew them, right? Simple. I'm not even saying go to school. I'm not even saying you got to go sit through a six-hour class. You got to go to a DMV-type situation. They're going to go over a few things, check your background, make sure everything's good to go. All right, you're cleared for another year. Come back in a year, right? I think most people kind of agree with that. They think that that's reasonable.
Yeah, I don't think anyone that should have a gun is going to find any issue with that.
Right. That is realistically the most reasonable way to do it. Because the shootings, and I hate even to call them school shootings, because they're not all at schools. It just happens to be.
Just some of them are at schools, which is just how devastating is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking insane.
Oh, my.
That problem will not be solved by banning guns or by increasing said amount of guns, right? I think we can all kind of agree on that. Whatever side of that argument you fall on, it's not the right answer.
It's just a lot of people, and you know what? The thing about people, most of them aren't very good. Most people are bad.
A lot of people, and a lot of them,
I'd say
the
majority of the people.
To be honest, a lot of people are emotionally crippled. All right, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that they may perceive differently than others, and then maybe they do things that you think are bad, they don't think are so bad. It's not a good situation to be in this country, where you could very easily obtain weapons.
Yeah,
but it's sort of where we live, man. That's just how life is in this country.
That's life.
There are more guns than citizens in America, for those of you that didn't know.
It's really funny.
There is an insane amount, but that sort of plays into the factor of we'll never be able to totally get rid of them. There are just simply too many.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine being the guy who's like, all right, well, we need your gun, like knocking on people's doors.
Everybody turn him in. That guy's dead immediately.
No, he has a gun.
Oh, he's got a gun. He's the last guy
to
turn in.
It balances out.
He's the last one to turn in the guns, because then it's like, okay, nobody has them.
He just goes and gathers them all, and he just keeps them for himself.
Yeah, then he just hoards
them. He's the new president. Yeah,
I'm in charge. What are you going to do about it? I have a gun. But yeah, guns are a very, very weirdly vital part of the American economy and lifestyle.
It's strange, man.
It is certainly an enigma that doesn't really exist in many other countries, but here we are, you know, here we are.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Make some more, some tighter laws there, but
do a little something
I like
with
them.
It. I don't know. Oh, I farted.
Dude, you farting, Jesus.
But I think with that being said, that's effectively our episode. It's a little bit shorter than
so
usual,
damn
guys.
Gassy lately.
But don't worry, because we're coming back. We're always coming back. We're always here, aren't we? We're always present, guys.
No, we always come.
We're here all the time, but don't worry. I just wanted to give you a little... It's sort of a newsy episode, but we focused on one specific thing.
And then guns.
Well, that always happens. We're Americans.
Anytime we're not talking into here about guns, we're talking somewhere else about guns.
Yeah, dude, we're Americans. It's part of our blood.
Yeah, yeah.
We bleed red, white, and steel, all right?
Wow.
That's what we do. But I hope you guys have an excellent weekend, end of the month. Enjoy March. It's going to be happening sooner than you think.
It's going to be spectacular.
And it's going to be a good fucking go, man. You guys are going to love it.
Utter madness.
But yeah, that was our episode. I hope you guys have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll try to find something fun to talk about next week. So.
It'll be way more less sad.
It's true, and patrons will be back on Monday.
We always are.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.